And now we want some of your wisdom. As we wrap up 2007, we want to know who you consider Person of the Year. Now, we know the big magazines and the TV shows have their cover stories and their year-end wrap-up packages, but we want you to have your say. Who was it that really mattered, made a difference, stood out, or simply fascinated you? Go to our blog at npr.org/tellmemore and tell us. You can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522. And we're going to end the program today with our occasional series, In Your Ear. This is where we ask people we meet, so just what are you listening to these days? Here's what we heard from a recent guest on one of our Faith Matters conversations.
I'm Gene Robinson, and I am the Episcopal Bishop of New Hampshire. When I listen to music, my favorite right now is Rufus Wainwright. I love his voice. I love that he's an out gay singer. One of my favorites of Rufus's is Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk.
Cigarettes and chocolate milk. These are just a couple of my cravings. Everything, it seems, I like's a little bit stronger.
Goes all the way from just a quiet single voice to an oompa band. And a wild orchestration all in the same song, and then winds all the way back down to his single voice. It's really creative, it's celebrative, it's fanciful, and kind of magical. And, of course, I love Broadway shows. The first show I ever saw was Funny Girl, but probably the most moved I have ever been by a show was A Chorus Line.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes.
I was struggling with my own sexuality, and you have the kid on stage who is also struggling with his sexuality. And it was the first time that I can remember someone struggling with being gay actually saying that out loud in a theater. I can remember looking around to see if anyone else was responding the way I was.
One moment in her presence, and you can't forget the rest.
It's one of those powerful moments in live theater that it's why you pay your money. It doesn't happen on a movie screen. It only happens with real live people speaking those words. And I suppose the whole world is listening to Hairspray at the moment, and I am too.
You can't stop an avalanche as it races down the hill. You can try to stop the seasons, girl, but you know you
I love it because the tunes are so singable and the lyrics are so clever.
Cause the world keeps spinning round and round, and my heart's keeping time to the speed of sound. I was lost till I heard the drums, then I found my way. Cause you can't stop the beat.
And what I hate about it is that the tunes are so singable and the lyrics are so clever, because once I put the soundtrack on, I am stuck with those songs in my mind for the rest of the day, and I usually sing them to myself until I'm sick of them. So I have to listen very carefully so that I don't drive myself crazy.
You can't stop the beat ever since we first saw the light. A man and woman like to shake it on a Saturday night. So I'm gonna shake it, shimmy.
That was Episcopal Bishop Gene Robinson of the Diocese of New Hampshire telling us what's playing in his ear. To hear more of those segments and to write us about what you're listening to, check out our blog at npr.org/tellmemore. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.